This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. Machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill the promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome, folks, to the Corporation Nation. I'm Clint Richardson, your host tonight, flying solo tonight. Now, I wanted to talk tonight about a subject that over the years has really come to make a lot of sense to me. And I think for those of you out there who continuously get frustrated at the concept of geoengineering or weather modification, or if you will, chemtrails, which is sort of a slang word that nobody should really be using, well, then this show's for you, because I've got some information that will probably blow your mind if you haven't read it already on my blog or in my movie. Part of what we're going to be covering tonight is actually within the lethal injection, the story of vaccination. You can find that for free on the CorporationNation.com website or on YouTube. Always free. Never a charge. I don't make money for doing this. So, where to begin? Because what we're going to be talking about tonight is probably, again, it's probably going to shock some people that more so that they didn't think of it themselves. Now, first of all, let's go to Title 15 of U.S. Code, Section 330, under definitions. Title 15 is actually commerce and trade. And of course, this is where interstate commerce also gets regulated. Where it gives a few definitions. Now, the important definition here, well, first of all, it's person. The term person means any individual, corporation, company, association, firm, partnership, society, joint stock company. Any state or local government is also a person, or any agency thereof is also a person. Or any other organization, for that matter, whether it be profit or nonprofit, commercial or nonprofit, with a caveat, who is performing weather modification activities, except where acting solely as an employee, agent, or independent contractor of the federal government. Okay. Well, all right, so we know that a person is basically any corporation that is performing weather modification. So, Title 15, U.S. Code, Section 330, defines the term weather modification very simply. The term weather modification means any activity performed with the intention of producing artificial changes in the composition, behavior, or dynamics of the atmosphere. Well, that describes just about all the different forms of weather modification, whether it be geoengineering on a grand scale, or whether it be simply cloud seeding to form snow for ski resorts. We're talking about the term, the correct term, please understand, of weather modification. Now, if I was to go and search and try to verify that this stuff is happening, and most of us point up to the sky to our neighbors, our family, our friends, and we get these strange looks as if we're crazy, even though it's completely obvious that those lines that form a pentagram in the sky really shouldn't be there naturally. Well, we point to them, we say, look, there's the evidence. You can see it for your own eyes. It's right there. There's the geoengineering. There's the chemtrails. Oh, shoot. We just said the magic word, chemtrails, because chemtrails, of course, is slang. It doesn't mean anything. It's not a real word. It's something that's been made up. And who made it up is the real question, because I have a feeling it's the term that they want people to use to discredit them. So the correct term, according to U.S. code, according to what government actually regulates, is weather modification. All right? Weather modification means any activity performed with the intention of producing artificial changes in the composition, behavior, or dynamics of the atmosphere. Now, if I were to go to the internet and I were to search chemtrail, I would basically get a bunch of nutty stuff. Bunch of stuff that people are writing, because no government agency, no corporation, no one is going to be writing the word chemtrail. Okay, all that's going to do is to bring you to other groups who are looking for the same answers as you. Also, consider these research tips, folks. If I'm looking for information on weather modification, you got to treat the internet as something that is smart, logical, and yet has no possible way of knowing who you really are. So when I do a search on the internet, I'm not going to ask the internet who, when, why, what, how, or any of those questions, because the internet will then basically find other questions. You understand? If I ask, why are they doing weather modification like a child, I'm going to get 1,000, 2,000, 2 million other entries of the same question being answered by people out there. Okay? If I type in, what in the world are they spraying? Or why in the world are they spraying? Same thing. I'm going to get some hits to a movie, a couple different movies, which were very good movies. But for the most part, I'm going to get a bunch of responses from the internet, because it's looking for my phrase. It's not answering your question. When you ask the internet a question, it doesn't answer your question. It simply finds similar questions. This is the greatest, greatest trap we all fall into when we're researching. And I learned this real quick, that if I want to find something on the internet, I have to pretend that I know what I'm talking about. I don't need to ask the internet whether weather modification actually exists. I need to know it exists. I need to know what its correct form and function is. I need to know that it's a regulated thing. So I'm going to type in a search starting with weather modification or geoengineering. I might say weather modification in California, or weather modification projects in Nevada. Okay? Now, I haven't asked the internet anything, because remember, the internet's not going to answer. The internet is going to go then search, and it's going to pull up all of the things that have to do with weather modification in California or weather modification in Nevada. That could be anything. Okay? It's not a question. You're not going to get an answers.com or Yahoo Answers as a response. You'll finally actually start getting results with your searches, but you must at least pretend to know that what you're looking for already exists, so you don't need to know who or what or why. You don't need any of those questions. You must know in your heart that it exists. You must know that the internet wants to know whether you know it exists so it can refine its searches. Okay? This is how you find the stuff that I'm talking about on the radio. This is how I find my information. I will never, ever ask the internet a question. That's what everyone else does. And that's exactly what they'd love for you to keep doing. Because you're never going to find an answer from a search engine. Very, very important to start off with here. So the term weather modification means any activity performed with the intention being a very important word, of producing artificial changes in the composition, behavior, or dynamics of the atmosphere. When we get back, folks, we're going to link this to not only international government and governments, but also to the Biological Weapons Program of the United States. Be back.
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All right, folks, welcome back. So I did a search. Real quick search. I didn't ask who, I didn't ask what, I didn't ask why. I just simply said current weather modification projects in the United States. That is my search term. I don't need any fancy little points or dots or quotation marks. Just type it in. Current weather modification projects in the United States. Now, the internet goes and it searches for specifically current weather modification projects in the United States. And guess what? The first thing that comes up is a website for UCAR, the University Corporation. for Atmospheric Research. Serves as a hub for research, education, and public outreach for the atmospheric and related earth sciences community. It provides research, observing, and computing facilities, and a variety of service for the atmospheric and related earth sciences community. Provides services to and promotes partnerships in a collaborative community of researchers and educators who are dedicated to understanding the atmosphere by screwing it up, the air around us, and the complex processes that make up the Earth's system from the ocean floor to the sun's core. Can you imagine when they start messing with the sun? God. We manage the National Center for Atmospheric Research and UCAR community programs on behalf of the National Science Foundation and the university community. Our headquarters in Boulder, Colorado. All right. So now I have a page. And I can start looking. Well, guess what? It then starts to list all the people who are experts, weather modification experts. Now I have phone numbers. I have emails. Daniel Breed, 303-497-8933. His email is breed, B-R-E-E-D, at ucar.edu. He's an NCAR Research Applications Program Specialist. His specialties are cloud physics, rain enhancement, atmospheric electricity, radar meteorology, airborne instrumentation. He served as a project manager for rainfall enhancement studies in Mexico and the United Arab Emirates. He also participated in the National Hail Research Experiments in the 70s. And subsequent cloud physics projects relevant to weather modification. So now I can just call up Daniel and ask him some questions. There's all kinds of different people. When I go through all of these specialties, at the end, I have a massive, massive list of everything weather modification. Let me just read you all of the different specialties in the weather modification industry. Cloud seeding is obsolete at this point. Cloud seeding, everybody says, oh, that's just cloud seeding. No, folks, this is such an advanced science. It is a science of the insane. So now I can go and I can search, because these are all the different things that show up under these people, just under their specialties. Critical issues in weather modification research report. Water-absorbing hygroscopic flares stimulate rain production in convective summertime clouds. Hygroscopic flare seeding. History and techniques of weather modification. These are some of the things that they wrote, actually. So I can look for a book or a publication called History and Techniques of Weather Modification, Weather Modification Experts, Cloud Physics, Rain Enhancement, Atmospheric Electricity, Radar Meteorology, Airborne Instrumentation, NCAR's Rainfall Enhancement Studies in Mexico and the United Arab Emirates, National Hail Research Experiments in 1970s, Cloud Physics Projects Relevant to Weather Modification, Cloud Seeding, NAS Weather Modification Report, NCAR's Cloud Seeding Experiment in Mexico in the 1990s, NCAR's Cloud Seeding Experiment in the United Arab Emirates. It just goes on and on and on. Iodine cloud seeding, silver iodide cloud seeding, which is what they do for snow at the ski resorts. Of course, silver, we are such fools. Silver is, as you hear on some of the commercials, When you put silver into the environment, what is it? It's a disinfectant. It kills bacteria. It kills all the good things in the water and in the environment. So as that snow melts, guess what? We're going to have a very antiseptic environment. It's going to kill things. What did they used to do in the old days when they had a bucket or a barrel of water? They used to drop a silver coin into the bucket to keep the water pure, very much like colloiding silver. You drop a silver dollar. It's a good trick to know in case you ever need to store some water. Just drop a couple silver dollars in there. It's going to leach the silver from the silver dollar. And guess what? It's gonna keep the water fresh. What does that mean? It's going to kill anything that tries to live. That's what we're doing, all in the name, so people can strap two little things onto their feet and go down a mountain. That's real smart. That's real, real smart. That's how insane our world has become. We don't think about these things, of course. We don't think about how sports people have become heroes over science, and science has then, of course, degraded to what it is today. National Hail Research Experiment, NAS Panel for Report on Weather Modification, World Meteorological Society meeting on hail suppression, uses of radar in meteorological applications, uses of radar in weather modification, role of radar in monitoring storms, detecting and forecasting new storm development, behavior of precipitation from growth to dissipation. Former director of NCAR, NAS Weather Modification Committee report. Artificial snowbanking, structures of snowflakes, hail suppression, nucleation, natural snow formation in the atmosphere, cloud hydrometeors, influences of aerosol particles on cloud microstructure and precipitation, research aircraft for weather modification, National Science Foundation, NCAR's Advanced Study Program, human-produced particles for precipitation, NCAR Mesoscale and Microscale Meteorology Division, and the Environmental and Societal Impacts Group for NCAR. So I would, you know, with just this list, I could make three movies, and I could be hailed as the chemtrail expert. Oh, all hail Clint. He made a movie about, all you have to do is pull up one website, and you've got all of this information. You've got the experts you can call. You can maybe even interview them. That's all it takes, folks. It doesn't even take a budget. All right? Making movies is not that difficult. The only thing that's difficult is getting someone to do graphics and stuff like that. But if I wanted to just make an informational movie, this is all it takes. But you have to know how to search for these things. And that's that's why we started off with that. Now, I digress. Okay, so again, let's stop pointing our finger in the sky and saying, look, there it is. Can't you see it? No, people don't see it. They don't want to see it. They don't believe with their eyes. But what they will believe, possibly, are the laws that regulate it. It's in the U.S. code. It's in the state codes. It's in the county codes. It's in the municipal codes. It's right there. You can't deny the codes that regulate the activity that people don't believe is actually happening. But I digress even further. What I want to talk about today is how quickly the music comes between commercial breaks. That's what I want to talk about today. Get John on the line. Get John Stadtmiller right now. He's interrupting me. All right, folks, we'll be back. Stay with us. Living in the street.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
fall into panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world.
Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
Welcome back, folks.
You can grow ideas.
You're in the Corporation Nation. And I'm your host, Clint Richardson. I'm on a bit of a tirade today. Now, we have to go back to the beginning here. I must say this. Just because I want people to understand. We can all sit around. We can all chat. By the way, you can join us in our chat today. CorporationNation.chatango.com. There's some good information being thrown around there, including a corporation named WeatherModification.com, where we can see all the projects and countries that this company is in cahoots with through government contract. But we have to go back to the beginning. We have to understand why this is happening, okay? And this is going to be real quick. We've talked about this before, equality. Why is equality so important? It's so important to put everybody into the same lump category. Denizens, as we talked about yesterday. Citizens. Everybody has to be equal. Because the only way that you can have if we had an actual republic, nothing could get done. Because 100% of the people would actually have to vote. So nothing would get done. That's why they say democracy is a necessary part of any, you know, function of government. Although some of the founding fathers were very honest and said democracy always kills a nation, kills country. But how do you make it so that the people believe that they are the people, that believe they have a voice? Well, you group them all into districts and you get representatives. And of course, those representatives, as we've discussed, happen to be bloodline cousins of these people in charge most of the time, at least enough to get the majority. So we have our representatives. So this means that basically we give up all of our rights as individuals and we become part of the group. Well, see, what that actually means is that when we try to complain, we are told you're not the people. You can't go in and sue on behalf of the people. Only government can sue on behalf of the people. Doesn't that bother you? That you can't go and say, on behalf of the people, I want to stop you from doing something. No, you cannot do that. Only government can do that. Why is that? Well, because government is the people. The people are the representatives. You are not the people. You've given up your rights as an individual in lieu of being part of a group that is represented by complete tyrannical bastards. So, why is that important? I mean, let's look at the dollar bill, folks. Oh, yes. The Great Seal. What is on the Great Seal? We have the eagle and the shield and the arrows, and just happens to be 13 arrows and 13 that, 13 this and 13 that. 13 is a very important number. 13 steps on the pyramid. Yes. 13 steps on the pyramid. The pyramid is actually something quite different. I won't go into the Masonic angle. Well, yes, I will. It was Manly P. Hall in The Secret Teachings of All Ages that said European mysticism was not dead at the time of the United States of America was founded. The hand of the mysteries controlled in the establishment of the new government, for the signature of the mysteries may still be seen on the Great Seal of the United States of America. Careful analysis of the seal discloses a mass of occult and Masonic symbols, chief among them, the so-called American Eagle, which, in case you didn't know, was supposed to be a phoenix, but they really couldn't justify that, a phoenix rising from the ashes, a bird which Benjamin Franklin declared unworthy to be chosen as the emblem of a great, powerful, and progressive people. Here again, only a student of symbolism can see through the subterfuge and realize the American Eagle upon the Great Seal is but a conventionalized phoenix, a fact plainly discernible from an examination of the original seal. In his sketch of the history of the seal of the United States, Gaillard Hunt unwittingly brings forward much material to substantiate the belief that the original seal carried the phoenix bird on its obverse surface. Not only were many of the founders of the United States government Masons, which I've proved in triplicate, but they received aid from a secret and august body existing in Europe, which helped them to establish the country for a particular and particular purpose, for a peculiar and particular purpose known only to the initiated and for the most part unknown. And the unfinished pyramid upon its reverse side is indeed a trestle board, setting forth symbolically the task of the accomplishments of which the United States government was dedicated from the day of its inception. What is a trestle board, folks? Every movie you see has a trestle board. I cannot think of one movie that doesn't have a trestle board. What is it? It's the white and black checkered floor. Every single movie has it in it. I swear I can't think of one instance where there's not a trestle board. That parlor floor, white and black checkered. Well, that's basically what it's showing on the pyramid, with the steps of the pyramid on the dollar. What is the Great Seal? The Eye of Providence, the all-seeing eye, if you will. But it's really called the Eye of Providence. Well-known classical symbol of the deity, not God, but the deity, the Masonic deity, they are deists, since at least the Renaissance. A description of the reverse side of the Great Seal original 1782 description for the Great Seal of the United States of America. It's very clear. It said, E pluribus unum. This is the most important statement that you can understand. E pluribus unum. Out of many, one. Why is it so important to have a central corporation governing the states? To take away their power. To take away the people's power. To put all people into a united state. A state, of course, means a state of being, a status. E pluribus unum, out of many states, one voice. Annuit conceptus, novos ordo seclorum. What do these things mean? Well, annuit conceptus is announcing the birth of novus. Ordo seclorum, new order or cycle of the ages. Out of many, one. And Benjamin Franklin's early design on a 1776 currency note actually said, we are one, the American Congress. So, what's the point of all this? The point, as they wrote all of this in the City of Brotherly Love, the Masonic name for the city of Philadelphia, the point of the United States was, as Nesta Webster declared, to undermine secular or religious government and attain the masters of the world, to win power and riches. People with money were welcomed, but kept oblivious of actual secrets. That sound familiar? So, why is this important? Why do we put in God we trust on the dollar bill? Why do you think? First of all, what God? It's supposed to be a separation of church and state, right? What God? And what is a trust? Why would you put in God we trust on a dollar bill? Well, since it's a legal document, a financial instrument, if you will, it's a trust. It is not the trust that you read about or that you have with your best friend. It's a trust. It's a trust that is created in the name of God. Of course, God is undefined. The Lord God, the Vicar of Christ, the replacement of God on earth, the temporal king and pope is what we're really talking about. All right. I didn't mean to get off on a Masonic tirade, but the point here really is E pluribus unum, out of many one. All of you out there listening do not have a voice. What did they do? They tricked you. They said, well, you don't have a voice, but you have a vote. There you go. You have a vote. You can vote for who your slave master is. You can vote for your representative. That doesn't mean you have a voice. That means you have someone else speaking for you. And you take all of those many representatives and you make them into one called Congress. We'll be back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Water never goes stale, so you gotta just keep on flowing, keep on flowing, so you gotta just keep on,
I'd like to go back to the Webster's Dictionary of English Language, because I would like to let you know what government thinks that you are. Okay, this is a legal term, it's a legal definition. Imbecility, based on the word imbecile, okay? This is a legal word. This is, you know, don't take it emotionally. Don't think of it anything as a description. No different than describing an animal as lame or crippled or anything like that. Imbecility, want of strength, weakness and feebleness of body or of mind. We speak of the imbecility of the body or of the intellect when either does not possess the usual strength and vigor that belongs to men, and which is necessary to a due performance of its functions. This may be natural or induced by violence or disease. Huh. Violence or disease. We're going to be talking about that. Impotence of males. Inability to procreate children. Folks, that is how government perceives you. And that second definition is how government would like to get you. It would like to inject, as we've seen in so many African countries, it would like to inject you with a dis-ease, with a little, perhaps a little pig ovary called zona pellucida, that will cause your body to have an immune response against your own reproductive organs to stop spermatogenesis and other reproductive functions, to shrink your testicles or to shrink your ovaries. All it takes is a foreign body. This is why I'm so against vaccines, because, of course, in the vaccines, and especially in the vaccines that are specifically designed by the World Population Council of the United Nations to sterilize, and, of course, the ones that are designed for the whole wild horse population, just to sterilize 90% of the wild horses out there. That is what we're talking about. We're talking about a government that wishes to create a bunch of imbeciles. And it's doing a really good job, I hate to say. Now, what does all this Masonic stuff have to do? What is this E Pluribus Unum stuff out of many one? Well, like I said, your voice is taken in. It is collected. It is basically put to the side, and a representative thus takes your voice and calls it his own. So you really don't have a choice. Now, here's the big problem. So you don't want geoengineering to happen over your head. Well, you don't want biological weapons to happen over your head. Well, guess what? It's not up to you. It's up to your representative. And indeed, when all the representatives in Congress got together and said, hey, let's agree in 1933 to give the President Roosevelt and all future presidents the emergency status, so that he's basically a dictator, which is another show we'll do at some point, I'm sure. Once we gave the executive status to the president, now the president can go ahead and, through the executive branch, go ahead and conduct weather modification and biological weapons tests on the American people without permission. And his only requirement is to put a journal entry into the official record. That's it. That's all he has to do. And certainly, most of my audience has probably seen or heard of at least some biological weapons in the past, the black population and other populations, the bombs that were let go in San Francisco to make people sick. These are all public record. See, the problem is these are done, if you can imagine this, these are done with the people's consent. Chemtrails, the slang for geoengineering, and biological weapons testing are done with the consent of the people. Who are the people? The representatives. You're not the people. Your voice is gone. This is why I'm so adamant about people exiting this system as a citizen, so that they can reclaim their political voice. Because otherwise, the United States does what the heck it wants. You are its subjects, according to its own opinions. And when I say opinions, I mean court opinions. Most important point here is that all of this is happening not despite you, but because of you. Because you have no voice, and the voice that you do have, which would be in court, you don't know how to use. You don't know how to say, no, I don't consent to being sprayed or having biological weapons dumped on me so that you can test a new vaccine or some other crazy reason. So let's go now to a little back in time to, well, it was signed in Geneva, May 18th, 1977, entered into force, October 5th, 1978. What are we talking about? The Convention on the Prohibition of Military or any other hostile use of environmental modification techniques. The Convention, United Nations, on the prohibition of military or any other hostile use of environmental modification techniques. What does it say? In the narrative, it says the use of environmental modification techniques for hostile purposes, specifically for hostile purposes, does not play a major role in military planning at the present time. Of course, this was 40 years ago almost. Such techniques might be developed in the future. Oh, well, that's nice. Such techniques might be developed in the future, however, and would pose a threat of serious damage unless action was taken to prohibit their use. And, of course, we're talking about weather modification as a weapon. In July 1972, I was born about a month after that. In July 1972, the U.S. government renounced the use of climate modification techniques for hostile purposes. Again, for hostile purposes, even if their development were proved to be feasible in the future. Both the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives heard hearings beginning in 1972, and the Senate adopted resolution in 1973 calling for an international agreement, quote, prohibiting the use of any environmental or geophysical modification activity as a weapon of war. In response to this resolution, the president ordered the Department of Defense to undertake an in-depth review of the military aspects of weather and other environmental modification techniques. The results of this study and subsequently interagency study led to the U.S. government's decision to seek agreement with the Soviet Union to explore the possibilities of an international agreement. It goes on. But you see, the important part here is the caveat that these are not to be used for hostile purposes. Well, who do you think decides what a hostile purpose is? It's not you folks. This whole international agreement didn't happen because of you. It happened despite you. The president didn't ask. Congress didn't ask what you wanted. They just went ahead and defined things for themselves. Now, Article 3 of the actual United Nations 1976 Weather Weapon Treaty, which is what we're talking about, says the following. The provisions of this convention shall not hinder the use of environmental modification techniques for peaceful purposes. Oh, I see. Peaceful purposes. That's what we've got going on today. And shall be without prejudice to the generally recognized principles and applicable rules of international law concerning such use. And yes, there is international law concerning the use of weather modification. It's not just United States. It's not just each individual state or country. Oh, there's the music again. What I'm telling you, folks, is that this is happening despite you, despite any voice you might think you have. And it's time to change that. We'll be back. We'll continue and lead into the biological weapons program.
With financial